Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to look to the sky, have a vocabulary lesson, hear some songs about Eskimos, and celebrate the birthdays of Harry Link and Smith Ballou. I've mentioned that the screensaver on my computer at work scrolls vocabulary words when the machine goes to sleep. Well, the other day, the word ineffable scrolled by. Ineffable, I-N-E-F-F-A-B-L-E, is an adjective meaning too great or extreme to be expressed or described in words. You know, kind of like this show. Here are the Ipana Troubadours.
Thank you. and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much, much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Berlin or a Gershwin too, or even a moonlight serenade. Though I can't compare with Berlin or with Gershwin, to me you'll always be a perfect rhapsody. You bring an inspiration to sing a song that can never be heard.
You're just a lovely love song.
You are too beautiful for words.
Thank you.
Ted Fiorito and his orchestra from a Brunswick 78 made October 9, 1934, in Too Beautiful for Words. Too Beautiful for Words was written by Russ Colombo, Bernie Grossman, and Jack Stern, and is from the 1934 Universal Backstage musical picture Wake Up and Dream, where it is sung by Russ Colombo, June Knight, and Winnie Shaw. Russ Colombo, known as the Romeo of Radio, Radio's Revelation, and the Vocal Valentino, died shortly after making the picture at just 26 years of age in a mysterious shooting incident. Before that, it was Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with Too Marvelous for Words from January 20, 1937. Richard Whiting wrote the tune and Jerry Cooper sang the Johnny Mercer lyrics. Too Marvelous for Words was played, sung, and danced to throughout the 1937 Warner Brothers film Ready, Willing, and Able, which starred Ruby Keeler. We started that ineffable set with a song from the Fox movie-tone musical comedy film Words and Music, Too Wonderful for Words. That was Irving Kaufman with the Ipana Troubadours, a Sam Lennon group, on August 22, 1929. Too Wonderful for Words was composed by Dave Stamper with the lyrics by Harlan Thompson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On January 24th, back in 1922, Christian Kent Nelson, who owned a candy store in Onawa, Iowa, received a patent for something that most of you are familiar with, the Eskimo Pie. Supposedly, Nelson got the idea for the product when a boy in his store couldn't make up his mind whether to buy ice cream or a chocolate bar. The confection that Nelson came up with was originally called an ice cream bar. Russell Stover was Nelson's chocolate supplier, and you still see that name on boxes of chocolate candy in grocery stores around Valentine's Day. It was Russell Stover's wife who suggested the name Eskimo Pie. Christian Nelson died in 1992 at age 99. So, with thanks to Christian Nelson for inventing the Eskimo Pie, here are some rapidly rotating records about Eskimos. Appropriately, beginning with the Clico Club Eskimos.
Thank you. Tell me, have you ever seen an Eskimo in the land of snow? At the pole, you know. Did you ever hear the music that they play up there? It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a polar bear. Did you ever see them dancing on an icy floe? They are frozen so, just to get a glow. Dancing in their bear skins, warming up their bear skins, wobbling the North Pole total low. Oh, 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 Miss Eskimo, leave your blubber and away we go. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs. When you do that Eskimo 42 below, do that Eskimo rag. Men and women dress alike up there and so, well, you never know, just to ease your bow. You may think that you are dancing with a man, it's great. Guess again, it's your cousin Kate. When the ice begins to form upon your face, it's soft. And whenever you cough, why it all falls off. That's against the custom, people never bust them. Everyone there is frozen face. Just hear this cold story, Miss. Crack your face because I want a kiss. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs. When you do that Eskimo 42 below, do that Eskimo rag.
Don't be like an Eskimo, Oogie Wawa Eskimo. Don't flash those northern lights on me. Don't keep all the heat control. Chili hogs make hot and cold. Your zero hero I can't be. Just because my thoughts are legal, must you always treat me regal? Must I treat you like a beagle? Beagle, eagle, 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 oh! Kiss me and the breezes blow. Break the ice and don't say snow. Don't be like an Eskimo with me. Must you treat me quite so regal? Must I treat you like a beagle? Bop-a-dee-dop-a-doo-da-doo-da. Kiss me and the breezes blow. Break the ice and don't say snow. Don't be like an Eskimo with me.
Joe Hames and his orchestra with Cliff Wetterau taking the vocal honors on Don't Be Like an Eskimo, especially an Oogie Wawa Eskimo, from December 29th, 1934. Before that, we heard Charles Folker and his orchestra and the Eskimo Song, recorded by an OK Field recording unit in Atlanta, Georgia, in June of 1923. Charles Folker was a multi-instrumentalist, and you could hear him playing clarinet in that recording, but he could also play violin and piano. Folker also wrote the Eskimo Song, as well as a song which is far more well-known, My Pretty Girl, which his band recorded, but was a hit for Gene Goldkett. Before Charles Folker, it was the Denver Nightingale, Billy Murray, with the Eskimo Rag. Eskimo Rag was composed by George Botsford, with the lyrics by Gene C. Haviz, and that Victor recording was made June 17, 1912. George Botsford was born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in 1874 and grew up in Iowa. Other of the numerous rags he wrote include the Grizzly Bear Rag and Black and White Rag. We started off that Eskimo set with the Clico Club Eskimos and a musical nod to Anton Dvorak with Humor Eskimo, from February 23, 1928. Tom Stack sang the Alfred Bryan lyrics, and Pete Wendling and Henry Birchman wrote the tune.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
One of my Facebook friends posted a quote from Shel Silverstein on the site the other day. It's from Where the Sidewalk Ends, and it goes, "It's amazing the difference a bit of sky can make." So, with thanks to Shel Silverstein for that and all his other wonderful quotes and stories and songs, here are some audio bits of sky, beginning with Burt Madison and his dance orchestra.
Thank you. wings are born. High up in the sky, we'll never be forlorn. There in the blue, we'll be all alone. Where all the world needs us for a throne. High up in the sky, heavenly peace we'll find. Clouds passing us by, all of them silver-lined. In our plane of love, dear, cares will fly above, dear. High up in the sky, all a dream.
Nestled by my side, baby on my knee. Yes, indeed, I'm satisfied. Life's been mighty good to me. Say any time in the evening, if you're feeling kind of blue, you're invited to a bit of heaven on Blue Sky Avenue.
You tops, why not you and I build a little playground up in the sky? What a lot of sunshine there'll be by and by in our little playground up in the sky. After there'll be joy and laughter, playtime, morning, night, and noon. High up on the housetops, only you and I in our little playground up in the sky.
Ben Sullivan and his orchestra with the vocal duo of Louis James and Franklin Bauer and Playground in the Sky, recorded by Columbia on September 23, 1927. Ben Sullivan had recorded exclusively for Vocalion in the early 20s, but had been making records for Columbia, Paramount, Plaza, and Brunswick until September of 1927. Playground in the Sky was Sullivan's first recording with Columbia after signing a 3-year exclusive contract with them. That was also the same month that Sullivan became program director of the Columbia Phonograph Hour radio program, heard over CBS every Wednesday evening. Playground in the Sky was written by Donovan Parsons and Vivian Ellis for the musical entertainment Will of the Whispers. Before that, it was Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Red Engel and Blue Sky Avenue from Gift of Gab, written by Herb Majidson and Con Conrad. We begin that Sky segment with Burt Madison and his dance orchestra and High Up in the Sky. Apparently, that's the only recording of that song, which was written by Eddie Pola. The vocalist on that August 1929 Sterno recording was Tom Barrett, B-A-R-R-A-T-T. Actually, there was no such band leader as Burt Madison, that name being a pseudonym on the Sterno label for Charles Nat Starr. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. But we're also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. This very day, January 25th, marks the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia of Harry Link. Although he studied at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, he's best known for co-writing the standards These Foolish Things and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. One of his first published songs was 1914's Along Came Ruth, co-written with Irving Berlin. His first big hit came in 1929 with I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling, which he co-wrote with Fats Waller. Link married composer Dorothy Dick, and they collaborated frequently, producing songs including By My Side, Until We Meet Again, Sweetheart, and I Hate to Leave You Now. After 1937, Link spent much of the remainder of his career working in the business side of music publishing rather than the creative side. He died in New York City on July 5, 1956. On last year's tribute to Harry Link, I played a couple of his more obscure compositions, including Hoodly Doody Doo Doo, but here are some standards from the pen of Harry Link.
Oh, honey, I never felt this way. off in the air. It's funny, so funny, me taking it this way. Don't know if I should, but it does feel good. I'm flying high, but I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll jump right through. I used to travel single, oh, we chanced to mingle, oh. Now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Parson, stand by, for I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. I'm flying high, wide, wide, but I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, wide, wide, I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll jump right through. To travel, travel, single low, until we chanced to mingle low. Now I'm a-tingling over you. Hey, Mr. Parson, stand by, for I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you.
I cannot live a day without you. I'm filled with despair, and something must be done about it. Please won't you try to care. I spend my time in dreaming daydreams of none dear but you. I hope my schemes and all my daydreams only come true, for anyone can see how happy I could be with you by my side. I'm planning every night and day a way to keep you by my side. What a lucky break if I could ever make you stay by my side. Oh, believe me, I'd do anything if it would bring you by my side. I'd be a millionaire if we had a nest that we could share, with a fireplace and cozy chair, and my arms around you. If I ever saw your slippers on the floor and mine right beside them, dear, my dreams would all come true. I'd always have you by my side. Anyone can see how happy I could be with you by my side. I'm planning every night and day a way to keep you by my side. What a lucky break if I could ever make you stay by my side. Oh, believe me, I'd do anything if it would bring you by my side, I'd be a millionaire if we had a nest that we could share with a fireplace and cozy chair and my arms close around you. If I ever saw your slippers on the floor and mine right beside them, dear, my dreams would all be true. I'd always have you by my side.
January 16th, 1931, America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and You're the One I Care For, written by Harry Link with Chauncey Gray and Burt Lown. We haven't heard from Lee Morse in a while, but before Ruth, it was Lee and her Bluegrass Boys with By My Side, written by the same trio as You're the One I Care For, plus Dorothy Dick. That recording is from March 27th, 1931. We begin our tribute to Harry Link with the voice of the Southland, Gene Austin, June 26, 1929, and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. Fats Waller and Harry Link wrote the tune, and Billy Rose wrote the lyrics.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. It's spelled Palestine, but it's pronounced Palestine, and I know this because I once hopped a freight train in Palestine, Texas. But that's another story. Smith Ballou attended UT, the University of Texas, from 1920 to 22, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also worked with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK, but over the next 20 years, he made records on more than 30 labels. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou.
Do the campus capers get you in the papers? Park your head upon his heart and start to whirl around. Hug him tighter than a bear could. Rock around just like a bear would. Flippy flappers flying fast and faster over the ground. And then you gotta hit this, gotta hit that, gotta stamp this, throw it right in high. Then you go get what? Go get Goofy, bye bye Goofy, bye. Do the campus capers, see it in the papers, telling Goofy Goofs to gather on the campus day. We'll be right back.
baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. I'm so happy since the day I fell in love in a great big way. And the big surprise is someone loves me too. I guess it's hard for you to see just what anyone can see in me, but it simply goes to prove what love can do. My baby's no Gilbert fan. Ron Coleman is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Lawrence Tibbetts. She'd rather have me around to kibitz. But Rogers is not her style, and even Shavaya's smile is something that she can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
Written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson for the 1930 musical comedy Whoopee, where it was sung by Eddie Cantor, that was My Baby Just Cares for Me. Accompanied by an unidentified instrumental trio, Smith Ballou was identified on the label of that October 28, 1930 OK 78, as Bob Blue. The Parlophone issue of that recording credited him as Arthur Terry. I always love finding songs about Avalon, and we heard Driftin' On to Avalon with Smith Blue, backed by Joe Green's Marimba Band on October 31, 1930. Drifting On to Avalon was written by Charles O'Flynn, Max Rich, and Al Hoffman. We began our tribute to Smith Blue with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and Campus Capers from June 8, 1929. Campus Capers was written by Martin Bruins, who also brought us At Close of Day, Some Little Someone, and I Can't Get Over a Girl Like You Loving a Boy Like Me. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.